Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX Today in downtown San Carlos. Today is Tuesday, November 13th, and appreciate everyone logging on for this week's podcast. Today we're going to look at what I call the desirables, and that includes the most desirable areas of San Carlos to live in, and also the most desirable commercial possibilities for San Carlos as well. And I thought we would start off with the top five areas for residences here in San Carlos. For starters, I'll give you my estimation of the top five places to live in San Carlos. These are in no particular order because I think that each of these five places offers something different, and it just merely depends on your personal preference, and I think that these five spots encompass the overwhelming majority of preferences of people living in San Carlos. So let's get started. Area number one would be Devonshire Canyon. Devonshire Canyon, located just off of San Carlos Avenue and off the north slope of Melody Drive there in San Carlos, and as the Indians refer to it as Hidden Valley, and there's actually a street off of Devonshire that is now called Hidden Valley. And Devonshire Canyon offers the possibility for big lots, seclusion, bigger homes, even though there are still quite a few homes in that area on Windsor and Gaslight and some of the other offshoots to Devonshire Canyon that could be updated, and there are a lot of high price remodels that are going on. But for anybody that would like a little bit more seclusion, nice views, mature oak trees, and generally extremely nice weather, bigger lots, bigger houses, Devonshire Canyon offers all of these, along with a very good school district inside of San Carlos as well. And for that reason, Devonshire Canyon would be number one. So number two, I would call it Eaton Avenue Creekside. So Eaton Avenue, which represents the southern boundary of San Carlos, starting at Laurel Street up to Alameda, homes that are on the creekside of Eaton Avenue there, and obviously the creek separates San Carlos from Redwood City. The homes that are on the creekside of Eaton Avenue tend to have bigger lot sizes, a nice winding street, mature landscape, and a lot of really nice oak trees. Lot sizes are different. The houses are very unique, and it differentiates itself from the rest of White Oaks. Also, the creek backs up to the Edgewood Park area of Redwood City, which is fairly exclusive. And all the homes on Eaton Avenue seem to be nicely kept up. There's some beautiful construction on there. There are some $2 million homes on there. For those that prefer kind of a creek-like setting where the home backs up to a creek, it's very tranquil. Even though you're kind of still in the center of what's going on in San Carlos, it can seem like a little bit of a resort there in your backyard if you do everything right. And for that reason, Eaton Avenue, Creekside with the White Oak School, would be number two on our list of homes and areas most desirable in San Carlos. And number three, in our area of most desirable home places inside of San Carlos, I would probably go for backing up against Eaton Park in kind of the southern district of San Carlos, or the southwest district of San Carlos. And for those of you that don't know, Eaton Park is it's a beautiful park, a preserve that really runs from Britain south to Redwood City back there in the hills. And if you take Eaton Avenue across Alameda, heading west, you will eventually dead-end right into Eaton Park. And there's a lot of offshoots off of Eaton Avenue, including Oak Creek Lane, Cypress, and some of the rest of them. And most people in San Carlos don't know they exist, but if you can actually make your way back into that part, it's extremely nice. There's some gorgeous homes back in there, $2-3 million homes. For obvious reasons, huge lot sizes, and again, the sort of the mature landscape that Devonshire Canyon offers is probably a little warmer in that part of the city. The only strike against it would be, not that it's a bad strike against it, but you don't have San Carlos schools in that area. That area goes to Clifford, which is still a good school, but it doesn't quite match up to the San Carlos elementary schools. But nonetheless, that area is extremely nice area of San Carlos, and if you ever have a chance to head back in there and see some of the homes and some of the neighborhoods, I think you'll be pretty impressed. And the fourth area I'd like to bring to your attention is something called Knowles Hill, and most people in San Carlos will be familiar with Knowles Hill as a little hill close to downtown that serves Knoll Drive as well as Elizabeth. It's really it's really unique in the sense that it's a possibility to have views that close to downtown and can still kind of be connected and be a few blocks from Burton Park, Central and Britton Acres. It is it's very unique in that setting. Also, Knoll Drive and Elizabeth have actually very little turnover on their homes. A lot of the homes are bigger on bigger lots. There's some beautiful homes on Knoll and Elizabeth, probably some of the absolute best ones in San Carlos. For instance, on Elizabeth, there has been very, very little turnover. And on the top of Knoll Drive there, you won't find better homes in all of San Carlos. So if you're able to plug into one of those homes, especially if you can get toward the top or homes that kind of face downtown, I think you'll be very impressed with what they have to offer. Many of them have been totally remodeled, and their unique setting makes them one of the top five places to have a residence here in San Carlos. Finally, the fifth most desirable area in San Carlos, and it may not be desirable for many people, but some people sure love it. I would say Eucalyptus Street in San Carlos. If you like to decorate your house, I mean really decorate your house, and you like being the center of attention pretty much from October through December, and you enjoy that sort of thing of having the rest of San Carlos in front of your house for what I call the Kitty Mardi Gras, which is Halloween, and then pretty much from after Thanksgiving weekend through the first of the year with all the decorating that goes on. People seem to have a fantastic time down there. Eucalyptus offers just some great houses, people with obviously a lot of spirit, and it also offers the ability to be very close to Burton Park, which is nice, and you also have the ability to walk to downtown, and for some of my friends who like to visit Town Restaurant and Spasso's late at night, it's you can easily walk home to Eucalyptus and its surrounding streets there, which is very beneficial. And for that area, Eucalyptus, for those that like to have a little bit more fun and show a little bit of spirit, would probably fit into the fifth most desirable place in San Carlos in which to live. And finally on the podcast, I wanted to touch on a few commercial issues for San Carlos. Number one is I get the question all the time of what is going in down on Laurel Street. You'll see a huge gaping hole in the earth between Laurel and El Camino just north of Britton. And what is going on there is it is a condo complex that is going up over the bottom floor. Will host some retail stores. And it kind of goes with the city's overall plan of trying to expand really good retail down toward the south end of Laurel is what they're trying to do. Additionally, I get asked constantly what is going into the old Bell Market supermarket place. I don't think there's a better location for a commercial building in all of San Carlos than right there. It's really city central, and obviously what goes in there will have a big effect on the local economy down there on Laurel Street. And you may recall that about a year ago there was talk of a 99-cent store going in there, which people in San Carlos did not like, organized, and quickly nixed that idea. Recently, I've heard stuff such as possibly an Andronico's or some other high-end supermarket going into that space. I know there was also talk of a brewery, perhaps a Gordon Biersch or something, or a Sierra Nevada, something like that going into that spot would work well. Ultimately, we will have to wait and see. I know that the city council is currently trying to attract the right business for that spot, as it is so important to downtown San Carlos and the merchants there. Something else to kind of keep an eye on, because I think it's sort of the next frontier for San Carlos, is what's happening on the east side. And in other words, really from Old County Road east, that whole area right now, this city. And if you watched any of the city council races, most of them were focusing their efforts on revitalizing that area and attracting new businesses and really getting a bigger bang for the buck for San Carlos in that area. There's very minimal tax revenues that are being generated, and many people are kind of eyeing those spots down there as places where we could bring in perhaps some better businesses, some businesses that would be friendly to San Carlos and could really help with offsetting a lot of our revenue issues in San Carlos. And you've probably also heard the idea of a major hotel or a nice upscale hotel such as the Sofitel coming to that area as well. Obviously, any type of hotel tax would go right to the city as well, and would offer a nice benefit and some relief to our current fiscal situation here in San Carlos. And I think over the next few years, you will see those issues on the east side be on the lookout, because I know that some of the new candidates, such as Randy Rice and Omar Ahmad, who were successful in their candidacy for city council spots, have eyed that area specifically to kind of revitalize San Carlos. So I'll be looking forward to see what they do with those spots. But that's kind of a quick wrap up on the commercial end of San Carlos as well. And we'll be back next week with another podcast. Appreciate everyone stopping by. Take care.